Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Give a warm welcome to Haven. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Roy. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. Ready for another exciting night?
Yeah. I was wondering if you wanted to talk a little bit about some of the paranormal experiences that have been going on for years. Maybe we can share a little bit about the seance that we did a few years back. If you want to talk about that, we can.
Yeah, I remember that. Remember we met with the group, you know, that lived, they went to one of our hypnotist shows, and they wanted to experience what it'd be like to make contact with the spirit. So What we did, I remember we hypnotized one of the group members, and we were able to make contact with that spirit through them. And then I guess it must have really scared the rest of the group, because they never really wanted to have that experience again after that. What do you get from that,
Ethan? Well, I think at first, you know, it becomes an entertainment for everyone to experience something out of the ordinary, and then it becomes a hobby and fun for a lot of people, especially around time of Halloween when you get a lot of activity. And then, you know, we were telling them that we can help them to experience something real, which manifested into this reality, and then when it manifested, it seemed to scare a lot of people, because how that boy was, I remember he was a natural channeler, and he was able to channel this entity and through the spirit through him. I remember his eyes going backwards like he was possessed, and then he went flying across the room, because there was so much energy that was going on at the time that almost when it jumped in his body, it caused a shock, caused a reaction. And I remember exactly when we talked to the spirit, to the entity, it couldn't speak. Like there was something blocking its speech, like he was cut in the throat or something happened to him. I remember that.
It was almost like he had lost his voice, or, you know, the voice box had been cut or something. Remember we started communicating with it through, you know, the finger movement. And it was answering questions for us as we, you know, continued to, you know, go further into this, you know, session. And I remember you asked the question of it, you know, how did he die? And I guess he, you know, we asked him, was he, you know, killed, or, you know, was he, did he have his throat cut? And he said yes. And, you know, and I guess that must have really scared the rest of the group. Because,
yeah,
you know, they hadn't experienced anything like that before. So, you know, a lot of it is, you know, being prepared for the unexpected.
When you're dealing with the supernatural.
Yeah, especially if you're dealing with the spirit world, you know. Anything's possible.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, things come out that you didn't really want them to, but you know, they present themselves because that, you know, opportunity for them to come forward, you know, to speak out. Remember, we've had other sessions where other spirits wanted to, you know, give us messages.
Right.
And we were doing some, you know, something completely different at the time.
and others wanted the battle, and
yeah,
and some of them weren't so friendly.
No.
Uh huh.
But I think more than any is, I think these spirits, you know, they become curious, especially, you know, if you're doing a seance or whatever, and you're opening those channels so that they could come through.
Right.
You know, it's almost like, you know, we've talked about it, you know, opening up, you know, Pandora's box. You don't know
right.
what's going to come out of that.
So would you say, for a lot of people, would you say that protection is real important for people?
Oh, yeah.
To learn how to protect themselves?
Yeah, it's very important that if you're going to be doing any this kind of research or work or whatever or hobbies, make sure that you have the protection with you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we had a lady from Sedona that told us, you know, always be prepared for a battle.
Right.
She never goes anywhere unless she's prepared.
Because she was a spiritual shamaness.
Yeah.
Warrior.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, yeah. Battling, going to battle, or whatever you're doing in that arena.
Not only that, but you don't want to go there on your own either. You want to call upon the angels, call upon your descended
higher powers,
whoever, you know, a higher power to be there with you.
Right.
To help protect you from these, you know, entities.
Now, would you say that, let's talk a little bit about remote viewing. I mean, we were talking a little bit about channelers.
Mm-hmm.
What can you share about remote viewing?
Well, we know that remote viewing goes a little bit deeper because they're able to pinpoint certain times, certain events. So, you know, they're able to, what it is they have the remote viewer drawing a sketch. And there are certain images that they're drawing through their subconscious. And then, you know, messages are coming from these sketches. It's almost similar to you know, when we do the pictures or the collage, collages, you know, something similar to that.
Right.
Because,
different kinds of divination.
Yeah. But, you know, there is some similarities there. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, opening our mind and allowing this information to come forward.
Would you say that artists and people that are into photography have a lot to do with that connection?
Oh, yeah, because all these people who, you know, have these kind of talents, or, you know, they're really connected to the right brain. They're more of
uh-huh.
the right brain people because, you know, that's where they get a lot of this talent, these ideas, their creativity, you know, everything, you know. And that's why, it's almost like they go into a trance.
Uh-huh.
When they do this. I mean, you mentioned that when this artist drew your picture, that it was almost like he wasn't really focusing on what was going around, but, you know what, it was almost like this images were just coming to him right away. So that he could
right.
start drawing, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of, when he started drawing, it was almost like his eyes were going in the back of his head.
Wow.
And which we know with hypnosis that
yeah,
that's the first sign is the eyes, rapid eye movement.
Yeah.
And their eyes go in the back of their head, and we've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I think when they're drawing or sketching, they're going into that trance.
Wow. That is so true.
And they're digging deep in their subconscious mind.
Yep.
So I would say it's a pre-hypnotic suggestion.
I just wanted to mention we have a couple of callers. Should we invite one of our callers on the air and see what we can do to help these callers?
Yeah, let's get going on the callers.
Let's go with the caller from the 562 area. Hello.
Hello.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Joanne and I've called in before.
Oh, okay. And
I'm from California.
How can we help you, Joanne?
Oh, yes. I have a concern at work.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister, she's a medical doctor, and she owns a clinic which opened last year with another lady. And the thing is, my sister wants me to be the office manager, but then the one who's acting as the office manager is the husband of the partner, and he is even introducing himself as the office manager. So I was wondering what you see happening in the light of, because he was terminated from his job, but he won the case. I don't know if you see him going back or he's taking on the position. I honestly am not after the position, but I am after protecting the interest of my sister in that clinic.
Adrian, are you listening?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I just wanted to get some, what information do you have for our agent?
Can you give me a little bit brief information, what you would like to know?
The clinic opened last year. And it's basically not earning yet, but they spent a lot on construction. That's why like the finances are drained, and that the couple they're doing some decisions that are not even communicated to my sister, who is the majority owner.
Okay. So you just want to know how finances are going to be?
How it's going to work out? Like, is the guy going to be the office manager?
Okay. I feel like that there is a possibility that this guy will be the office manager. And I do see a lot of pentacles in your cards, so that means there's going to be a lot of investors. Like money wise, it's going to be really good for the business.
Okay.
But I got the Three of Cups upside down, so that means that there is some kind of obstacle that has taken course, which has drained a lot of people emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are kind of emotionally upset right now over this, or like anxious.
Okay.
So it's getting, anxious. What I mean by that is people are kind of wanting to speed things up. Like you got the Ten of Wands, so that means that, they want to speed things up a little bit.
Okay. And
it's just saying to check everything carefully.
Uh-huh. Is this guy doing something fishy?
It could possibly be, that's why it's saying to check things carefully and not move too fast, because because others want to move fast, and it's saying to do your research and check things carefully.
Okay. But
because usually when I see Three of Cups upside down, that means that it says look before you leap.
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please?
Three of Cups upside down means look before you leap.
Okay.
And just check everything carefully, like contracts, people in agreement, you know, information that you're missing, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, okay. So you don't see him going back to his former job?
That is a possibility that he will. But right now, he's indecisive. There's just a lot of anxiousness going on, a lot of worries and concerns.
He has a lot of worries and concerns, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because the thing is, my sister is the majority owner, but then it's as if he is the one, having a say on the business, and he is not even part of the business, but his wife is.
You know,
I
just want to interrupt for just a second. My guides are telling me that your sister needs to take more control of this business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because if not, there's going to be a lot of disappointment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she said that starting this week, she's going to go there 2 times a week. Because she also believes that maybe because she hasn't been going, that's why they thought that she was not, very concerned about the business.
Right.
Okay, okay. Can I ask one more question?
The main thing is, my guides are telling me that she needs to take more control. If not, then this could turn into something, where it caused some difficulties, and even in legal matters.
Wow. Okay.
And what do you,
okay.
Adrian, what are you getting from that?
That could be part of the contract I was talking about, checking everything carefully, not moving too fast, any information, missing information, any confusion, stuff like that. That's what you want to be aware of.
And I'm getting, too, that she needs to take more control because she knows more about this kind of business than he does. I mean, she has all the expertise.
Yeah.
And so she needs to be more involved.
So if her presence is, more frequent, 2 times a week, the guy would relinquish his control?
Yeah, when he starts seeing her getting more involved, and I feel he's gonna, not do as much and step back.
Uh-huh. So do you see that happening this year?
Well, this is something that would have to be, right away.
I'm sorry?
And she would want to act on this right away and not wait.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's starting this week to go there 2 times a week.
Yeah.
Mhm. Because I feel something fishy.
Yeah. He's not doing things in the right way.
Legitimate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I'm glad that I called. And can I ask more question? if that's possible.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I recently passed my state exam for health agent. Like, I'm going to sell health insurance for the seniors. What do you see for me in this business?
Is this something that you enjoy doing?
It's something that will help me help other people, and also it's something that will give income to the family.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm seeing, I pulled some cards that you're not really quite sure if this is what you really want.
So do you see me going into a full-time job next year?
Okay, you're going to be getting an invitation, you know, that you'll be meeting with somebody, you know, in the future. It'll be a new job for you.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
A new beginning. And if you were to do the perfect job, what would that be?
It would be something in training and development or human resources.
What are you getting, Nathan?
On the kind of job that she'll be doing?
Yeah.
I'm getting office work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be part of the human resources also.
Oh,
you,
that would be good.
You know, do you like helping people, you know, helping them, you know, giving them guidance, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you giving a lot of people advice.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we could hear you.
Okay. Okay, great. So that would be great.
I do see you giving a lot of people advice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see you helping people in an office.
Oh, okay. I'm getting excited now.
Yeah. But, you know, this is something that's, you know, is this something that you're working on or you're planning? You know, what are you making any steps towards this?
No, I have taken, like, a life coaching study.
Oh.
Yes. I do that. I'm a life coach.
So you're doing some other kind of training then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The health insurance thing is really more of having something as income.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really not your true calling.
Yeah. But do you see me at least doing good in this business?
Once you get into the new business?
Yeah, the health agent business.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be for a little while. It's not going to, you won't be doing that very long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't stay around that very long.
No. I mean, you'll spend a little time in there.
Mm-hmm.
I see you're kind of unhappy in it, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're the type of person that always has to keep busy.
I'm sorry?
So you're the type of person that always has to keep busy?
Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
You get bored.
Yeah, that's very true. I always want to do something and accomplish something.
You know how to multitask.
Yes.
And a lot of people around you don't, and that kind of bothers you.
not really, but yeah.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how to get the job done, see? And then when they mess up, you have to go back and you have to correct it, and it's a lot harder on you than it is on them because you know how to get things done, you do things legitimately, you know how to make a business successful, you know how to go after what you want, and you go after it.
Yes, that's very true.
But other people drag you down.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, is you want to be around people that are just as successful as you are. So you're at their level.
So you see me doing that next year, maybe?
Yeah, and that's what I feel for your highest good. You need to be around people who are more successful, more positive, and they know what the hell they're doing.
Correct. That's true. That's very true.
Well, that's what I see in you.
You're both good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for entertaining my questions tonight, and I really do appreciate your help. And we have to be more careful at the new office, where we have
you
to check on everything.
You have to be careful of the people you work with.
Uh huh. Yeah.
That's the only
thing you
have
good,
to be careful of.
My guides are telling me that you need to shield yourself.
Yeah, shield yourself. Protect yourself.
So how do I do that? Is there something that I should carry with me? Or is there something that I should do?
Tell the universe to say, hey, these are the people I want to work with, and these are the people I don't want part of my circle.
Okay.
You just get a candle.
My guides are saying that you should wear a necklace, you know, made of crystal.
Uh-huh.
What crystal would be good for her, I think?
For you, I would get either a smoky quartz.
Could you say that again?
Or,
smoky?
Yeah, smoky quartz or a loved stone, which is rose quartz.
Smoky quartz. Oh, where can I purchase this?
Smoky quartz would be a good stone for you. Or a crystal.
Smoky quartz,
either
like stone or arcane?
Yeah, either a stone or a crystal of smoky quartz.
Okay. Can I buy that online?
You can get
it
online.
Online or any metaphysical store?
Metaphysical stores.
Oh, okay.
You know where they sell crystals?
So maybe I can go online and buy this?
Yeah.
Or any metaphysical store. And it is called Smoky Quartz?
Smoky Quartz.
Smoky Quartz.
Quartz.
C-U-A-R-T-Z.
Got it. Yes, smoky quartz.
That's just the name of the stone. It's a crystal, but that's the name of the name of the crystal stone.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get it in a stone or a crystal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And I have to wear it.
Yeah.
And I have to talk to the universe.
You could even carry it in your purse or wherever, that's you know, convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's close to you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll do that.
What you don't want is these other people's energies to draw on your energy and then, you know, make you feel like, you know, there's certain things that you can accomplish and which you know you can.
Mm-hmm.
See, we call these people psychic vampires, and they're really negative people. And so they're always trying to put negativity on you and have you think negative.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been affected by people like that?
Recently, yeah.
Because one of the cards that I pulled showed that you have been thinking negative lately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's just because of all the people she's worked with.
Yeah, well, you know, this is why, you know, you called tonight. You know, this is the information that's come forward, so, you know, to help you.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and Google this crystal quartz and the smoky quartz and see what how I can purchase this, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, call us back, you know, and let us know, you know, how this you know, turns out for you, because that's not all we know. There's a lot more.
Oh, yeah?
That we can help you with. So that your, you know, your success and your career and everything else will move a lot smoother.
I see. Okay, I'll...
See, the, what will the crystal quartz will do, I mean, the smoky quartz will do is absorb all that negative energy.
Uh-huh.
And you'll start feeling you'll start raising your vibration.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And when you rise it, you'll start working with positive people.
Wow, great. Okay.
Not only that, but when you rise your vibration, you'll be manifesting things at a lot faster rate, and things will move a lot quicker,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot more rapidly.
More
you'll
smooth.
See things will be a lot smoother, yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to schedule, like, an hour session?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So where should
I
go?
Like I said, this is not all we know. There's a lot more. A lot more information that we know, and you know, things that can help you. We've helped, you know, a lot of people, you know, with what we know.
Okay. Are there other
example is that we had a caller a while back that called in, and she was almost homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And Adrian had told her that she was going to be making movies in the future. And be an actress. Yeah, and the last time we talked to her, she was making movies and things were moving a lot better. And she was doing a lot better. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So are there other callers?
Well, we're off the air right now, but that's fine. We don't have a whole lot of time, you know, that we spend on the air because of the time that's limited to us. But we enjoy, you know, talking to people like you because, you know, you're open. You know, you feel, you know, that whatever we... information that we're able to get for you is something that would be beneficial.
I'd like to mention something to you, too.
Okay.
When you pick out the stone or the crystal, make sure that it resonates with you, because if it don't, then it may cause you a lot of anxiety.
Mm.
to the point where it will rush you into the business, and you don't want that. You want to take your time to feel comfortable with your business. Not, you don't want to rush into it like that guy is. You want to feel comfortable and not feel any anxiety or worry. That will make you sick.
Because
some crystals will do that. Some crystals will cause anxiety.
If
they don't resonate with you. If the vibration is too high, then don't get the crystal. If it's about your level of your vibration, then get the crystal if it feels comfortable to you.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, I'm just really worried about him staying as the office manager because I don't trust him.
Is he working there now with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you want to get rid of him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, then what you need to do is get a black candle and a red one.
Black and red, uh-huh.
And you don't have to have the black on top and the red on the bottom. You don't have to. Just get a light the black candle first and then light the black one, or the red one. And then write down his name on a piece of paper. Put the candles on top of the paper folded so that you can't see it.
Put the paper?
Underneath the candles.
Put the candle on top
of underneath
the paper?
And fold the paper.
Okay.
And get a bowl of water. Make sure it's a clean bowl of water.
I'm sorry, what kind of water?
Get a clean bowl of water.
A clean bowl of water.
And let the candle burn all the way out. And I want you to write his name down, and I want you to write down something positive about him where he will move on to something better for himself and for you and for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And this will take care of the problem.
Okay. So first the black candle, and then how about the red candle?
Light the black candle first, and then light the red one.
Okay. Light the black candle first until it's consumed.
Because light the black candle with your left hand, and with your right hand, light the red candle. Because the left hand represents the past. The right hand represents the future. And what you want in the future, which is the red candle. And as you know, red represents love. Black represents banishing negative energy.
So
you're banishing the past into the future.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, just a question here. If I light the black candle and the red candle, will I put both like in a clean bowl of water?
Yeah, and some people like where the black is on top and the red's on the bottom, and you can get those candles. They're a little bit more expensive, and they're called reversible action candles.
Reversible action
candle.
So black on top and red at the bottom.
Correct. And if you want your business to be successful, then you get a green on top and red on the bottom.
Oh, okay. Wow. Thank you.
And that will bring everything in reverse back to your business.
I see. Should I do this?
It's like a wheel.
Time?
You know, it's kind of like the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay. Wow, this is great.
let me also tell you that this has been done more than one time for other people, and they've seen some amazing results.
Okay.
I mean, we've even, Adrian's done it for himself, I've done it for myself, and we've seen some really amazing results. We can't explain why, but it happens right away.
Oh,
and they're very powerful candles.
Yeah.
Wow, I'll do this. And how many times do I have to do this?
You only have to do it once.
Just one time. And is there a particular day of the week?
The best day of the week, like you can look up online and ask what are the best days of the week of these colors to work more effectively. Like
you can
look up, like I had a list and it shows like all through the weekend, like for an example, I'll just give you an example, like say you wanted to light a candle for love, like yellow on the bottom and pink on the top. So you would light that on a Sunday because Sunday's a very loving and spiritual day.
Oh, okay.
And holidays would be good for that, because especially on Christmas and especially on Easter, because they're two love elements.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you follow the charts, you know, it's a lot more effective that way. See, I normally, when I do St. Expedite, I don't light him on just any day. I light him on Wednesdays, because that's his day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But for
on
this, the black and the red candle, so what day is best for this lighting of the candle?
The best days for that is on Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay.
I remember correctly. I remember looking at the chart and it said, yeah, it said Thursdays and Fridays for those colors.
I see. How about the green and the red for business?
Green and the red would probably be Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
And do them during the night.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know, like, somehow the night, like, around, say, for an example, if you were to light the candle around, like, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, that's when you're going to get all your energy. Because it's a very magical night, time of night.
Okay.
And that's when you're going to see most of all the activity anyways, is around that time, about 1 o'clock in the morning to 12 at night.
Okay. Wow, thank you so much. And
And I also wanted to mention, they made this movie that was called House, and this guy would go by the clock on his clock, and when those dimensions would open up, he would wait till like 12 and 1 in the morning, and he would open up his closet, and he would see another dimension opening up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the house was built on a spring, an Indian spring, which is, you know, like they used to do a lot of the practices, a lot of magical practices the Indians did at that time of hour. And it was a healing spring that was underneath the house. And that's why those dimensions were there.
Oh,
somehow they got contaminated. And that's why the darker dimensions took over in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of these old homes are like that. Like, they have different dimensions that open up at that time of hour, depending on when the ritual was performed. Because when you're doing candle magic, it's just like performing a ritual.
Okay. What is your website?
You there, Roy?
Yeah, right now our website's on construction.
So the best way to make contact with us, why don't you give her email address, Agent?
Okay, what's your email?
Pathfinder